Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo.
What up, though?
All right, I figured out what I did wrong. I ain't gonna tell you though.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Cool. We just gonna forget that ever happened.
Yeah, but what if I don't want to, Bob?
Oh my God.
Bob.
What you doing if your child sound like that? What are you going to do?
Hey, first off, you gotta have patience because he fading in and out of consciousness. But mama,
baby, take that baby to the hospital immediately.
Okay? He need a respiratory machine.
Something. And you're the cause. What's up, y'all?
Episode 19, what up, man. Dude. It was really good. Episode 19. We doing the damn up there. Thing. Okay. Slowly but surely, shoot. We following our dreams. This is what dreams are made of.
Listen, it's so crazy, Bess, because every time we record, I always feel like you going in and out, and then we hear it back, and I'm the one going in and out. I'm like, what the fuck? How does this happen?
Oh no. Listen.
You and that voice cracks me up.
I know you on that good Wi-Fi and whatnot, but should we talk about who you rolling with as far as a service provider? Because that could have everything to do with it.
No, can we not? We already discussed that with Melk, and I don't want to do it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Moving, you should see my hand moving you right along.
Right. The shoe away. The shoe fly don't bother me.
Yeah, picture it. Moving.
Yeah, I got you. On a more sentimental note, I do miss you, cuz.
You're right.
I do, Trick.
Hey, listen, y'all. This is my best friend. Don't tell me he miss me, because every time he do, I just miss him.
I'd be like, you know what? Well, fuck it.
Exactly. He don't tell me for another 6 months. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Bess, I miss you. He'd be like, oh, man. Like, what does that mean? Are you in sadness with me? Right. Are you in sadness for me? No, I really do miss you, Bess. This was difficult. Like, you know, making this big move, not having you here, not even for the muscle, but just for the company, you know what I'm saying? Or celebrating, you know, this minor win with me. Like, like, damn, I don't have nobody to hang with, nobody to play games with. Cause y'all, game night is our ish. That's just what we do. Like, we ain't gotta be in the scene in the club. We'll hit the club every now and again, but that's not our scene. But game night, bro, you can't beat us. Period.
Man, I miss game night so doggone much.
We keep buying games like we in the same city, y'all. We got about 3-4 new games to play with each other.
Just waiting to unwrap.
We need some friends when I come to Tampa.
It's so sad. I ain't got no friends out here.
Bruh, I'm about to get online. Don't you worry. Looking for a friendly companionship.
They got an app for that. Well, you know, obviously you could be looking for friends on these dating sites, but they got an app, I think, what's it called? Get My Vibe or something with vibe in it, where you just make friends. I'm gonna mess around, try it out. That's so sad and pathetic, but you know what?
It is. Can we not do that? No, thank you, Bess. No.
Right.
We don't know what they own. We need to try the traditional way.
That's real, man. Because that's how you get kidnapped and raped. Because I ain't going.
Yeah. So. Tar beaten feathered. I don't want to do it. I do not want to do it. Man, but what's your week been like?
Shoot, you know me. Busy as hell at work. Bruh, so most days I punch in at like 5:45.
I usually wake up that early, honestly.
Bruh, but the good news is since I moved, I'm legit like 12 minutes away from work. So.
Yeah, and when I tell you I'll be up at 5:30, if I have to be at work at 5:45, baby, I'm waking up at 5:30.
See,
and barely swishing some Listerine around my throat before I'm at
right. home. We had somebody do that, man. He got called in. This man lived 20 minutes away. He was there in 8 minutes. I still don't know how he did it. Because we called him like super early. It was like 5 a.m. because he didn't have to work that day, but we needed him. And like, yeah, his ass was there. I'm like, damn, Mr. Charles, you just be waiting around the corner, huh?
He was at his little boo call, his little boo place.
Bro, Mr. Charles don't play about that bread. But now my week been cool, man. Like I said, I normally punch in like 5:45. My ass be sweating by 6:30. you know, but man, I was telling you yesterday, I freaking love my job, man. This is probably the best job I ever had.
As you should, man. It's about time we get to enjoying shit.
Legit, you know, that money right. And guess what? So I only been there not even 90 days yet, and they already talking about, you want to be a supervisor? You want to be a supervisor? You want to bump up? I'm like, shoot, me?
Hell yeah.
Like, even though I'm a natural leader, I like playing the background. I like playing the back seat. You know, I like
that's
being a worker.
You.
You know
but
what I mean?
Can you not get this bread? Move it up.
So that's what I was.
You would be the coolest supervisor ever.
Best. But look, though, I ain't gonna say it on the podcast, but when we off the podcast, let me tell you what they starting at. And then they bonuses. And I'm like, I might have to make that move.
Come on, stop playing. I'm about to sign you up.
Best. I might have to make that move. So, I'm thinking about it, man. You know, it's not even that I'm afraid of added responsibilities and nothing like that. I just don't like being the go-to guy all the time. You know, right. If something goes wrong, I could point you to somebody. I don't want that to have to fall on me, you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, but I get it. You know, with added power comes added responsibility, and, you know, the reward is bigger. So, I mean, you know, we'll see. I'm definitely considering it. It will be fun. I freaking love my coworkers. It wouldn't be a headache. I wouldn't dread going to work. I mean, nothing would change as far as that. But I'm considering.
Shit, but that move lock gonna change. You better go ahead,
man.
Sign me up.
Sign till delivered. I'm yours. y'all got excuse the crackle. It's kind of early. I woke up not too long ago. I wasn't gonna say nothing if you wouldn't, but I had to.
Listen, I was just gonna keep it right on moving. You had to adjust. I'm like, okay, you know what?
Hold on. Let me sip some hot lemon tea. That's all right. Give me a little minute. I'm gonna hit a note a little bit later, and you're gonna be like, yeah. you're gonna get a little moist around the rear area.
Okay, you know what?
What? That's not where it. Never mind.
Can we not have an anatomy lesson at this point? This is late in the game, and if you don't know by now, you're not gonna know. And I'm sorry.
Hey, look, I'm in school. I'm in the medical field and everything. They gonna fire my ass
quickly. They gonna hear this right. And be like, you know what?
You know what?
Sorry, we're gonna have to let you go.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go with other options, Mr. Wiggins. Oh man, but other than that,
moist in the
so look,
you know what? Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so mainly just work, man. Busting my ass, trying to make that good paper.
why?
Yeah, that's it, man. Homework. I gotta do some homework after we record, man. I just need to sit down. I just wanna sit down one day and just breathe. But it's go, really? Go.
It is, right. And I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready for retirement.
Yeah, that's
I'm ready to go on this 5-month worldwide cruise.
Damn. Hey, a lot of people
send it to you for real. It's $73,000.
Is it?
Yes, 5 months, all inclusive, all around the world. Let's go.
Yeah, I was gonna say a lot of people don't realize that, but you know they got cruises for longer than 3, 5, and 7 days. They got cruises for like you said, 5 months, 3 months, 30 days. I think I've seen as many as 8 months. I'm like, damn, join the Navy at that point. You trying to be on a boat for months at a time. You might as well get paid for it.
Oh, my God. Listen, as soon as we retire, we out.
Oh, it's a wrap. Oh, and also, I want to let you know, if I didn't already, I'm serious about this cruise next year. Because, like I said, my vacation is just accruing. And so, yeah.
Listen, you ain't got to be serious. We out of here, Bess. It's literally like the last time I wasn't working this job. This time I'm working this job, getting this paper. I'm out.
Paper.
Yeah, I'm out. Listen, y'all, Bess try to clown me because my 30th is in January. Bess 30th is in like a couple days.
Watch your mouth.
Bess got a couple weeks till he turns 30. But I turned 30 in January and my birthday is on a Wednesday. I'm like, Bess, listen, I'm be in Jamaica or freaking Puerto Rico somewhere. He said in the middle of the week, yeah, Mika.
I was so confused.
Listen, I've never woke up anywhere else on my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like I always been here. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna bring in 30 different. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do something different. Now, I told everybody, I'm like, look, if y'all don't want to get y'all passports now, I'm willing to go to Puerto Rico because you ain't got to have your passport to go to Puerto Rico. But I don't want to stay and decide to go to Puerto Rico, then don't nobody come because I could have went to Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? So,
listen, here you go. This Bess got a terrible habit of thinking about everybody else when she should be thinking about herself. And that sounds like a selfish statement. But it's not because Bess almost never thinks about herself first. It legit will be her day. And she's like, well, I don't know if I want to do that because so-and-so ain't going to like that. What? Like, it's your day. You make the plans. And whoever wants to be a part of that, they be a part of that. Unless you got somebody, who's terminally ill and it's maybe the last birthday they get to celebrate with you and you kind of want to, do things their way a little bit, whatever. Okay, cool. But we ain't in no situation even remotely close to that. And Bess just be like, yeah, but I don't know. Because this person, I'm like, listen, F all that. What you want to do? Are they going to be there or they not? Because I'm going to be there.
Every time.
Yeah. So I'll be there. Just let me know. Like I said, let me know when you get your passport. Because you can go ahead and, sign me up. You can go take the picture for me, too. I'll shoot you a picture. And then you send it to them.
I'm going to just hold it up.
Get you a life-size cutout. But no, let me know. Because I need to get one anyway. I've just been putting it off because I ain't going nowhere, for real.
Right, that's how I was thinking too. But listen, I'm ready to go.
Down. No, I'll be there for real. I'll wake up in Jamaica on a random Wednesday with you.
Okay, talking about hump day? What's up? All right, man. What my week look like? Y'all, I almost fully got done packing. And shout out to my sister who listens to the podcast, who helps me with my kid. I help her with her. She's a ray of fucking sunshine. Listen, my sister was Barb the Builder. She came in here and built my bookshelf yesterday in here hammering and shit.
Loud as hell.
Loud as fuck.
He was on the phone. I was just trying to have a conversation. All I hear, doo, like, damn. Somebody.
Glad it's awesome, my bad. Got a little construction site over here. But yes,
I said, damn, who knocking? Answer the damn no. Right,
y'all, I got so many books, man. I got this huge bookshelf or whatever, man, that I've been wanting forever. So I got everything unpacked. My garage was still super full with books because clearly I don't know when to stop buying shoes and shit. But anyway, So I finally got all that stuff in and put away. I didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m. And yeah, man, it feel good when you get shit accomplished, man. I feel super accomplished.
Man,
and, bruh, what'd you say, Bess?
I said, you ain't never lied. That productivity, man. You just, like you said, you just feel so accomplished.
Yeah, it's like, how do people just sit around and do nothing all day? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know what? No. Okay. So, I also went into the office this week, y'all. I went into the office last Tuesday for the first time ever. Like, when I tell y'all I got this job, and they was like, oh, you're going to be working from home? I'm like, this is a damn setup. That's all I could think. Until Bess was there, we start getting all these boxes, and they sent a printer and a computer, a computer base, a laptop. I said, oh, okay, they might be on the phone. So I had met these people, of course, virtually, but I met them for the first time in person. Tuesday. And y'all, this building I work in is freaking beautiful. It's huge. They have like, I was telling Bess, like they got like 5-6 different cafes. Freaking a bar, y'all, that opened at 4. I was like, damn, how I'm gonna go home? They got a coffee shop. They got all these little outside areas where you can take your computer. You know, they got all these benches and waterfalls, and it's just a vibe, man. I'm like, okay, I can stay a little while around here, because the work I do ain't stressful at all. Like, it's a breeze. It's kind of mentally draining a little bit, but it's not, you know, it's not demanding. I can take my time. But man, that was like the highlight of my week, going in there, man. It looks like a freaking museum. Like, it's gorgeous. So yeah.
That's what's up, man. So
security rap tight though. They was looking like, who these black people? I was like, damn.
Who these black hoes? Wait, oh, so dude. it wasn't no black security?
No, I didn't see one. It's all their older white people.
Damn. Oh, now, white people. Now, what the hell are they gonna do?
Right. Now, what I will tell you is it's super diversified as far as like the people that work there. You do get a range, and they real big on diversity, and we have like unbiased training and stuff where they teach you about, hey, it's not cool. Like, best, literally, they flat out, hey, it's not cool to touch your African American coworker's hair. Like, it's sad that you gotta tell people that, but they have training for that, and that's what some people need because they wasn't raised like that.
Not and training.
Best training. Like, hey, don't touch my hair. And it's black people giving a presentation. So it's dope.
It's in the employee handbook.
On everything. Page 475. Keep your goddamn hands to yourself.
Penal code 372.14.
Nah, but that was cool, man. That was the highlight of my week. That's all that's been going on.
Man,
Nothing spectacular. Oh, shoot. Why I'm lying to the people, Bess?
What's up?
Woo, I'm over here about to pass out. Okay, God, so
damn.
The devil is here. Okay, so y'all, best know, but I was like, oh, they gonna clown me, but it is what it is. Fuck it. So y'all, I don't watch Marvel movies. Never have. I was on some never will type ish. So me and my guy, he was like, look, I want to take you to the movies. He was like, if you win this iPhone pool game. He was like, we're going to go see Cruella, because that's what I wanted to go see. He was like, but if I win, you got to go see Black Widow. And I'm like, I'm about to whoop his ass. So halfway through the game or whatever, he was like, hey, they don't have no late showings for Cruella, so we got to go see Black Widow. I'm like, this nigga cheating. Like, we ain't even finished this game. And he was like, all right, bet. He was like, what we gonna do is, he was like, we'll just finish the game out so you know you would have lost anyway. Long story short, I would have lost anyway. Whatever. So we go and we see Black Widow. It's my first Marvel movie, y'all, ever. And it was phenomenal. Like, it was crazy good. And I don't normally watch those types of movies, so it was just, like, surprising for me. I'm a comedy buff or whatever. And, it was just really good. So I was like, I text Bess immediately, and I'm like, you would be so proud of me, man. I watched my first Marvel movie, and I'm hooked. I'm about to watch them all. So Bess being the best he is, he was like, bet, about damn time. Which order you want to watch them in? The order that they happened, or, you know, the order that they were released, or, you know, chronological order according to Marvel. I said, give me chronological according to Marvel, and let's get it. So I'm starting. I've arrived. Here I am. Mm-hmm. No judgment necessary. I know I was wrong.
Yeah, I just want to point out that as soon as you said never have, never will, I think a couple people turned the podcast off.
Right,
I'm pretty sure we lost a few followers after. But yeah, you know what? Better late than never. Fuck it. Damn.
Exactly. And I need people to realize that.
Better late than never. But at the same time, that's exciting, Best. That's really exciting because, I mean, I could just feel it through the text how, like, geeked you were as far as, like, damn, that was dope. And just like, yeah, dude, they all dope. I ain't even seen Black Widow yet. I'm actually probably going to watch it tonight. So,
yes, I need you to hit me up as soon as you do and let me know how you watched it in comparison since you've seen the others. You know, it was really good to me.
So that's the thing. Like, Black Widow is Natasha's beginning. So you don't even have, like, you don't even know Natasha yet, like, prior to this movie, because you're already going to love her. So,
right.
I feel like we who know her will appreciate her beginnings that much more. But the fact that you still appreciated it so much, like, Best, just wait until you see her, like, in her full bloom when she is Black Widow, when she's doing her thing as Natasha Romanoff. And, you're just going to love it that much more.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that, man. I was geeked, and I knew you could tell I was geeked. And it was... like, Best never, I told you so, or whatever. He was like, man, I'm so happy. You're going to love him. Like, he was so positive about it. I'm like, yeah, man, I can't wait to watch him. Be walking around here with a Marvel backpack and a scarf and shit.
I'm telling you, we going to Comic-Con.
hey, listen, that mess is going to be so crazy. It is. But listen, real quick, I just want y'all to know if y'all heard that loud knocking on my door that my son just was bamming on. Now, I locked the door so he couldn't bust in and just interrupt the podcast, but he going to figure it out anyway. But he banging on the door. I open the door and I'm trying to shut him up. Like, hey, listen, you didn't eat. I got your movie playing. What's the problem? But tell me why this man come in every time at the same time, because it's when Mufasa die, and he have a whole breakdown every time. Damn. Like, he hasn't seen this movie 1,001 times. So I go in there. I just walk. You know, y'all didn't hear nothing, but I just walk in the living room to see what was going on. And sure enough, he wants to watch Lion King every day, and every time he has to alert me when Mufasa dies. Like, bro, it's coming. You know it's coming. What is the problem? He's stressed, y'all. He's stretching out his t-shirt and stuff. He in there stressed.
Damn.
So, yeah, poor baby.
Baby hate that scene.
Baby's stressed.
He need company when that scene coming on.
Bessie's literally in there pulling his shirt stressed. And he's like, no, like, bro, you know it's coming. Sit down, relax.
Hey. Yeah, I ain't even gonna hold you up. Whenever I do watch Lion King, I do be a little part of me be expecting something different to happen in that scene. Like, he maybe he gonna make it, which is so crazy. But I swear, you know, it's true.
And your big age, bro, he died.
I know. Yeah. What the? Ugh. All right, whatever.
Okay, listen, this is a nice little segue because I was going to ask you, Best, in your personal opinion, what do you think the best Disney or Pixar movie is?
Well. So, I got a top three.
Okay. Yeah, I got a top three. I like the top three.
In no particular order, Aladdin, Mulan, LK.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many though. I don't know that there's a Disney or a Pixar movie that I didn't like. I haven't seen them all because it's way too damn many, but I've seen most of them, and I don't think there's one that I didn't like. But yeah, those are my top three easily: Aladdin, Mulan, Lion King.
Y'all, so everybody knows Aladdin is like dang near probably my first. I don't know, like Aladdin is my ish, y'all. Yeah. But freaking Jasmine Princess and the Frog, I can watch that movie every day. y'all, I still now talk about, you know, movie deaths you ain't get over, y'all. They didn't have to kill Ray, and I'm still pissed. I'm still trying to boycott and write a letter.
That's they interesting. They
didn't have to kill my boy.
I haven't seen that one.
Jeez. Every time Beth say it, it's like a dagger to my heart. I said, we're going to sit down and watch it. No, we're not. Okay. All right. The only Black Disney princess, bro. Like, how you going to do this? How?
Hey, okay, you know,
y'all, and what's the third? Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't know because I don't want to pick all newer movies. You know, I know that Aladdin is old, but man, I freaking love Coco. I love Coco.
Really?
I love Coco.
It was straight.
Dang. It was straight. Why am I talking to you? Yeah, all right, who got the best soundtrack?
Oh, Aladdin. Hands down, I think.
Yeah, hey, Aladdin, or freaking Tarzan, because Tarzan...
I was going to say, I thought I heard Tarzan had a... Wait, now, was it Tarzan or was it Jungle Book that had a nice soundtrack?
Both. Jungle Book was okay. Nice, too, but Tarzan got a fire soundtrack.
Which one is Phil Collins on?
I want to say that's Tarzan.
Okay. Yeah, that might be the one then.
Okay, don't hold me to that. It might be Jungle Book. I don't know. We're going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
But Tarzan's soundtrack is still fire.
In my personal opinion, Aladdin got the best soundtrack. Actually, I got the original soundtrack on my Apple Music, and I got the newer Aladdin movie soundtrack with Will Smith.
Look at us agreeing, yeah. I would have to say that Aladdin, Princess and the Frog would be my second. I love them songs.
Oh, they got a nice soundtrack?
Yeah, they do. Anika Nani Rose.
Yeah, Mulan is right there with it, though. Mulan got a nice soundtrack.
Mulan does have a very nice soundtrack.
Yeah.
But it's literally so many because Lion King got some bangers.
Lion King do got some bangers.
Yeah, they got some bangers.
So, what about Disney shows? What's your favorite Disney shows? Top three.
That's All Right, Man.
Got you. And
freaking down, y'all. Nothing compared to freaking That's All Right, Man. In my opinion. Let's see. Proud Family.
Yep.
And
you so pro black.
Okay, out the gate.
Disney had two black shows, and they both your favorite.
Hell yeah. And I literally, y'all, it's not even for show. Like, I can tell y'all episodes and why they was my favorite, and, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when Omarion was on The Proud Family, y'all, that's probably one of my favorite.
Yeah.
That mess was hilarious. Let's see. And what is my third?
Famous Jet Jackson is the only other black Disney show.
Yeah, and I'm cool off that. Sorry.
That was a good show. I didn't like it at first, but then I used to stay up watching it because they had it coming on at 2 a.m. for a reason. Wasn't nobody watching that shit. But once you start watching it, best, it was really good. Famous Jet Jackson was good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have to run it back. I don't know what's my third. Go ahead. What about you?
Okay, easy. Even Stevens. Proud Family. Proud Family, That's All Right, man. Easy.
Yeah, and Lizzie McGuire, y'all. Lizzie McGuire is my shit.
Lizzie McGuire was good. I think Lizzie McGuire was more so for women, girls at the time.
I could definitely see that.
But I got into it. But hands down, man, Even Stevens. Gosh, if that show wasn't freaking hilarious. To this day, it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was good, too, the Even Stevens movie. It actually puts me in the mindset of Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, which is arguably my favorite Nickelodeon. Well, enough of my favorite Nickelodeon shows.
Reigns king of that.
Yeah, hands down. But I just learned that all those Nickelodeon shows are on Paramount Plus, so I'm thinking about copping. Thinking about it.
Let me just go ahead and slide over.
I'm thinking about it.
I got all best login.
Legit.
Hey, I'm about to get Stars back because Raising Kanan come on tonight. So,
oh, that starts today?
Yep, today.
Okay, well, you let me know.
I got you.
Hey, I was thinking about getting Showtime because I've been wanting to catch up on The Chi.
Yeah, I want to check that out too. I thought it was on Hulu.
Hell no. It's on Hulu with the Showtime attachment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, the add-on.
Yeah,
I mean,
I love Tabitha Brown, and she on there.
Yeah, I saw the first episode when it first came out a few years back, and I was like, damn, this is gonna be a good show. But I just didn't want to get Showtime at the time. Not for one show, because I ain't going to watch nothing else on Showtime. So I was just like, ah, whatever. But, I mean, you know, a couple seasons later, everybody like, oh, it's such a good show. And I'm like, damn, I knew it was going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Whatever.
I know. They got us pinned. They was like, oh, y'all niggas want to jailbreak things and not pay for cable? You're going to have to pay for everything. Like, wait a minute.
But what's crazy is that at the same time, having multiple streaming platforms is still cheaper than cable. Cable is ridiculous.
Yeah, cable easily $200 a month, and it's ridiculous.
Like dog. Come on, man.
All right, y'all. So, I'm back.
Real quick. Spectrum got a decent deal, though, because you get to pick what channels you want. You know how you got to buy about a package, and you get 150 channels, but you only watch, like, 20 of them, if that. Mm-hmm. So Spectrum got a nice little deal where you pick your 25 channels or whatever, and then you only pay, like, I don't know, like, 40 a month or something like that. It's pretty decent.
Oh, yeah, that's love.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I got my daddy's cable login, so.
There you go. I got my mama's.
Okay. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
All right. So, getting into our hot topics, y'all. Me and Beth said we was going to touch on the DaBaby app incident with the kids selling candy. Did you ever get to watch that little clip?
Yeah. I watched it.
Okay. Yep. So, long story short, y'all, if y'all not hip, DaBaby was out or whatever. I don't know where he was, to be honest with y'all. But he was out or whatever on his little bus. And he stopped, and there was some kids, two younger black kids selling candy. They look around like 12 or 13, somewhere in there. And they was like, oh, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. I shook up with them. They was selling like Skittles and stuff. So the baby was like, oh, okay, you know, I see y'all here doing y'all thing, whatever. How much y'all selling candy for? They was like $2 a bag. He was like, okay, bet. He was like, how much for the whole box? He was like, his friend, dude was like, 200. He said, 200? He said, nigga, get out. He really was like, nigga, get out of here. How many, you know, pieces in there? He like 30, 36 or, you know, 34 or whatever. He said 34. And he was like, nigga, do the math. He was like, if you sell one for $2 a piece, he was like, that's only $68. The little dude was like, it's about 100 something. He was like, nah. He was like, that's not even 100. He was like, that's 68. Come on, homeboy. He was like, what about you? Asked his friend. What about you? What you, how much your box? He looked at his friend. He said, shit, 200. He was like, all right, cool. He was like, y'all trying to hustle me or whatever. He was like, I was going to bless you anyway. He was like, but since y'all, you know, being like that, he was like, I'm just going to give y'all this, basically, the $4. So he was like, give me two of them and two of them. Right. Gave him, I guess, $4 a piece and got back on the bus, shut the door, put his bank, girl, like, he's hanging out the bus with his bankroll. He's like, yeah. Here, put my bankroll up. These kids got me fucked up, basically. Legit. So, how do you feel about that? Because people are clowning this poor man.
Which, you know, I understand differences of opinions, but at the same time, common sense is common sense. And so, I just be seeing some of the stuff that people be commenting on, and just like, how is that your opinion? What video are you watching? Put yourself in that position. Just because he's rich, this man is obligated to allow himself to get finessed by some kids, especially right. When he was going to support them. I mean, well, he's already supporting them, but especially when he was going to take care of them anyway. And I believe it. I don't know the baby personally, but I have no reason to believe that he wouldn't have took care of them little dudes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, so how you gonna try to finesse this man? You know, especially when technically he's a customer, so that's how you treat your customers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not only that, he a good one, because after they said, oh, 200, this man still ended up supporting them. He could have been like, nah, never mind, keep y'all candy, and I'm gonna keep my money, right?
Exactly.
He could have walked away altogether. He still gave them, you know, they $2 for the piece of candy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nah.
Legit. And people learned. Was like, oh, he could have just gave him. I'm like, nah, they wouldn't have learned from
just
that, though.
What? Could have just what? Would you have? Mm-hmm. Like, people say that. But celebrities are regular people, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. No, they be killing me with that. They talk all that stuff until they in that position. So you would have spent $200 on that box? Even if you was Jeff Bezos and you had it, you would have spent $200 on this box knowing that these kids are trying to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If they would have been like, oh, you know, for even if they would have been like, oh, for you, you know, you the baby, we appreciate this. As a matter of fact, you get a discount. And then you drop 200 on the box, cool. But these right. boys trying to get him because they see his money and they know who he is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's exactly. like, nah, player. And then he even gave him a second chance when he asked his partner. He was like, well, how much is your box? If dude was smart, he would have been like, oh, shoot, you know, just, you know, buy the box for me. You know, let me do that. I guarantee the baby would have dropped probably at least 100 on that box. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. He so definitely that's on them. That just to show, and that's what I'm saying. I'm like, damn, they had a chance to redeem themselves. Like, hey, like, hold on, let me count. Or, you know, I'm just selling a box for 50 because I'm trying to get this shirt or these shoes or, you know, whatever. It was exactly. just no rhyme or reason. Hey, man, shoot, my shit 200 too. Like, it's obvious he wasn't going. He wasn't going to buy. Right. Like, why didn't you take heat to that? So, shit, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I feel like, don't count that man pockets. You know what I mean? He a regular person at the end of the day. And when people be out here selling little stuff, kids or whatever, you know, I'm not about to pay you all that damn money, you know. So,
it is like, I mean, like I said, if you know, if I had it like that, I mean, of course, I mean, I would have supported regardless, same way he did, you know. And if I had obviously his type of money, like, yeah, I would have been more than willing, like, hey, let me get them boxes off y'all, let me, you know, y'all are doing y'all thing, keep doing it, but. Right. If you already in a shiesty mindset, then we gonna have to break that, brother. That ain't how that works. So he did the right thing, especially by saying, "Hey, your math off. That this ain't that. You know, exactly. Y'all could have had this, but now you missing out because you want to be greedy. You want to be bogus. So hopefully y'all learn y'all lesson next time. You know, y'all approach with a better mindset, a more professional, reasonable mindset. So lesson
learned. Right. And these were older kids, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't
They wasn't babies. Yeah, they was looking at them. I would say they was at least 13.
Right, 13, 14. I would say that. Mm-hmm. All right, babe. So you want to bring them into the Trick Daddy incident? I'm not familiar with that.
So from my understanding, Trick Daddy, I guess he was out at a club in Miami. he was sliding through. I guess he paid these girls way inside the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yada, 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 things took place. It's on video, like them arguing. And from my understanding, Trick Daddy felt the way because he paid their way in the club and they ain't give him no type of attention, like at all, from my understanding. Like they wanted to get in the club and just kind of go do their own thing. Like, oh, okay, thank you. All right, bye, pops. You know what I'm saying? right. So that's pretty much what happened from my understanding. And like I said, it was a whole altercation, arguing. I think it kind of even got a little physical, I want to say. But yeah. So
not his ugly ass, like, sir.
Right. So not so much that specifically, but that led me to, ladies, if a guy comes up to you in the club and say, hey, let me buy you a drink, you know, we all know there are unwritten rules to this, you know. So as a lady, as a woman, do you feel obligated to spend that drink with him, you know, share a little conversation with him at least throughout that drink? Or, hey, you know, can I dance, you know, have a little side conversation with him afterwards, at least a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Or hey, you know, I'll pay for you to get in. You know what I'm saying? Like, so how you feel about that? Does he not do you owe, but, you know, are you obligated to give him a little bit of attention, you know, because you've taken that, you know what I'm saying? You've accepted that, I should say.
Right. So here's the thing, I feel a couple of different ways, to be honest with you. I feel like, one, you should not accept something from somebody if you're not interested. You know,
agreed.
It's just like, okay, then what the fuck is you're not interested in this person, so what are you taking they shit for? You know what I'm saying? Why are you taking their drink? Why are you taking they, you know, they food, they, you know, they entry fee, whatever. Now 100%. Some people just see an opportunity and like, oh, let me jump on it. I'm not that person. If I'm not interested, I'm cool. I'm a smile and say no thank you, you know, or whatever. Now, if you insist, you know, if the drink is already bought, it's cool, whatever, that's fine. I don't feel like a woman has an obligation initially, but I just feel like, you know, what are you taking that for? Now, it's tricky because it's like, okay, well, once that drink or that entry or whatever is purchased, whatever that person does moving forward is on them. But do I think it's right? Absolutely not.
Okay, see, that's why you a real one. This is coming from a woman. This is coming from a feminist, a pro-black feminist. That's what I'm talking about. I think
I'm a no thank you immediately. No thank you.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I you know, obviously my perspective is a little different because I'm a guy, but I agree 100%. You know, don't accept it if you're not interested. Don't take this drink. And then, all right, thank you, bye. You know what I'm saying? Not that I've never bought a woman a drink. You know me, I don't even approach women, especially like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it ain't like I'm bitter or I had some bad experience. I ain't ever just got shut down, but that's because I don't freaking approach women anyway. So, whatever. So, yeah, I agree. No woman is obligated to do anything she doesn't want to do, isn't comfortable right. with doing. However, there is, I don't want to say a code. I mean, what's the word? You don't accept it.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. It's just like, it's like
common courtesy, I guess.
Yeah, very much courteous. It's like, just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
yeah.
I don't know, because it's just like, you can engage somebody in conversation without being romantically interested in them. That's exactly. a thing. But if you are completely uninterested, like if I seen fucking Trick Daddy anywhere, I would be completely uninterested. I don't need a damn thing from you. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, if you're just interested in a friend or what have you, that's fine. You can make that known. But if you are completely, 100% uninterested, you should not be taking nothing from that man.
I agree. I mean, my thing is, okay, so let's say, so this ain't just some random dude. This is Trick Daddy. This is, you know, one of the biggest rappers to come out of that area. So if you in a group with your girlfriends and he's just like, yeah, hey, y'all can let them in. I mean, you ain't going to be like, y'all go ahead. I'm a wait out here and pay my own way. You're going to go with your girls, right?
Right. And that's the backside of it. But I will also approach him and be like, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. You don't have to do that. Blah, 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 blah. Engage right. in conversation. So how's your night been? Whatever. But I'm just courteous like that. You know what I'm saying? Because right. like I said, I've had men insist like, nah, for real. You know, this drink, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. Long as I know your ass ain't trying to swipe me, we good. Thank you for the drink. Right. You know, how's your night? Whatever. A little light conversation ain't hurt nobody. And I think that sometimes people are so fucking uppity and full of themselves. It's just like, you could have just talked to that man for a couple minutes or whatever. Again, it's not an obligation. It's like, you're not obligated. You know what I'm saying? A woman has, or man or whoever, doesn't have to do absolutely anything they don't want to do. I'm just saying, if you're going to take that, then just be courteous about it.
See?
Common decency.
That right there. If y'all ever question why this is my bestie, there you go. She a real one.
Just a little decency, you know?
Yeah. Ain't never hurt nobody.
Listen, y'all, so best know my type. I have a type all day and tomorrow. I try to get away from it, but it is what it is. And this man that was the complete opposite of my type was trying to talk to me, little cop, whatever. I'm just like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm not interested, whatever. He's like, well, I just want to sit and talk to you about this drink, whatever. Okay, well, cop, we can buy this drink, we can talk, but, you know, that conversation only going to go so far, you know, right. So I don't know. I can engage with somebody without being romantically interested. So you just got to know when to draw the line.
Yeah, I can try. I can make a strong attempt. But what are we talking about if we ain't fucking? No, I'm just playing.
Wow.
I'm just playing.
Shallow ass.
Nah, it's, you know.
No, not what we're talking about. Immediately. So which positions you like? You just walk up to somebody and say, you know how many drinks you gonna get thrown on you? How many slaps?
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can engage in conversation, just cordial. I don't like small talk, but if she got some type of personality to her,
super personable, which is so crazy, y'all.
And that's what, right? But the, you know, if she ain't boring, if she got, you know, she's funny, she got some type of personality, I can engage without it, without being romantically interested.
You literally can, but y'all, Bess has such a poker face, it's insane, because we have been out several times. He'd be engaging with a chick or whatever, he'll come back to me and he'd be like, nah. I'm like, what? you look like you was having the time of your life. You like, nah. I'm like, damn, does she know that?
Right, bro. That mess is so funny.
She probably think you are Prince Charming. What is going on here?
That mess is so funny because it's so true, Bess. You know, I can't even front. I promise you, I'm not trying to sound away at all. I promise you, you know me. I'm very humble when I need to be. There has been so many times where I could just tell, like, oh, she's more interested into me than I am into her. I could tell, you know? And I don't know how to, like, disengage that without just saying it, so I don't mm-hmm. say anything, and I just, you know, I just fall as far as the vibe go, or I'll get quiet or something, you know what I'm saying, because I don't mm-hmm. want to lead nobody on, because it's funny, because I think I just got one of those personalities where, like, it's just it's easy to, like, you know, like, want to talk to me, or, you know what I'm saying. But I don't feel the same. If you don't do it for me, then yeah, I can engage and you ain't gonna know the difference. But in my head the whole time, I'm just like, oh, I just wanna walk away.
Bruh, and I can always tell. I would just go casually, hey, we gotta go, Bess. Come on. You know, he's like, thank you, get me out of here, you know? But it's so crazy, y'all, because I've met a lot of different people too, and it's just like I do feel like women know immediately, like, you know, within 5 to 10 minutes, like, if you gonna really give this guy a chance,
okay,
or if you gonna take it first. Like, I feel like women know. Women definitely okay. know.
That's what's up.
It definitely don't take long.
Let me ask this: as soon as a woman sees a man, is the physical, I don't want that to come off as a dumb question. Let me not say physical attraction. Let me say sexual attraction. And of course, I know it's different for women. Is a sexual attraction immediately a thought at all? At all?
You saying when somebody first sees him?
When a woman first sees him. So a dude will first see a woman and, you know, walk past. And what's the first thing we do? We look at that ass. You know what I'm saying? So obviously we ain't thinking about, oh, I wonder if she's funny. You know what I mean? Do women exactly. do that? Like,
hell yeah.
Most women.
If women say they don't do that, that is a fucking lie. Or maybe just, I don't want to even insult nobody, but I'm just like, come on, man. Be real with yourself. Are you not like... Are you just not a sexual being? Am I hypersexual? Is something wrong with me? Because hell yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's so funny because I asked that because I have a little bit of a concern, a personal concern. I'm like, damn, am I like, do I over-sexualize women? Best, that is my first thought. Every woman I walk past, my first thought is, would I lay with that? And that's not okay. That can't be okay. That's so sad, but I don't know what to do about it.
That's hilarious. I don't know if, I mean, is it human? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn, you know, you can't tell nobody got no nice personality by walking by them. We are exactly. sexual beings. That's just how it is.
Exactly.
I'm like, so, this man look big and strong, like he can pick me up. Yes. That's hell yeah. Yes. That is a thought.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask you this. Does that mindset change for men? Not so much, but for women, I have to ask, does that mindset change when you are committed, happily committed, and actually in love with somebody, and you just, you know what I'm saying? So let's say you just, your dude just took you on the best trip of y'all life, y'all mad in love, da 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 da, y'all in a great space, and then this bomb dude walked past. Now, obviously, you ain't thinking about cheating, but is that still your... Do you look at that man the same, or do you get, you know, blinders or, you know, beer goggles and it's in love goggles because your dude is on your mind? Or,
right. I mean, so,
how does that work?
Here's what changes. It goes from, damn, he fine, or, you know, damn, he look like he'd be a good time, whatever the case, your initial thought. It goes from, he fine, but my dude is finer, or he fine, but he ain't my, you know, whatever.
Damn, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so interesting, because I just be wondering that. I just be so curious, because I walk past a chick, you know, like at a grocery store or something, and like we'll make eye contact, but then like she'll look away before I do. Not that I stare or I'm a creep, because it's all real quick. But I just be like, damn, I wish she would have looked at me a little bit longer, because she's a cutie pie, and I want her to think that I am as attractive as I think she is. You know what I'm saying? But
that comes from you just being shy. You just won't say nothing.
That's the thing, but I hate the fact that women's poker face is so strong. Like, goddamn, Bess, there has been times, plenty of times, where I learned after the fact that a woman was really attracted to me and really into me, or mm-hmm. you know, like really interested in getting to know me. And I would have, best I would have never guessed in a million years. I'm like, bitch, you ain't even look at me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all, that definitely happened in college. For sure. Best, how many
that
times?
Mess blows my mind. Why do y'all do that? Why do y'all not even attempt to show a little bit of interest? Like, you know, cut eyes just a little bit. Some women do. Some women are super bold. Trust me, I have been damn near tackled by some women. However, not none that I'm interested in. Why all the cutie pies? Why y'all so damn modest? Like, why? Why can't y'all just get throw up a hand signal or something? Why? Why
That's
is that
hilarious?
Best?
I don't know. I don't approach people either. I give you a little eye contact, but best, I've also been told that I got bedroom eyes. So every time I look at somebody, somebody thinking something else. And I'm
I need more of that from these women out here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If I'm interested, you know. But I'm not the type to approach you either. You know, I'm gonna say hey or what up.
But that's the thing. You know how well I read people. I ain't even talking approach. I'm just saying, like, if we walking past each other in the grocery store, like, you know, give me a little grin or something. A little head nod, a little, you know, a non-verbal, hey, cutie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying. Yeah, because my biggest fear is approaching a woman and she already has a predisposition about, you know, me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I get blown off. That's so scary.
Like,
that's so, right. No, thank you. Oh, that's scary.
And that's why I'm cool. You gotta approach me. I gotta know thank your ass.
God damn. I guess.
Don't walk up on me talking about some what's up with it, shorty. Like, sir, get what? The fuck out of my face, Stanley.
See, that's the thing. I would never approach a woman like that.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, ain't nobody bolder than them older African and married men that work security at the grocery store. You need help with your hell no.
Hey, you, come here. When I talk to you, you come here.
Why if y'all leaving hell? Oh, man. Okay, well, so listen. Aggressive. So fucking aggressive. So listen, we have two more topics, Bess. We were supposed to hit this topic last week, y'all, but we were talking amongst each other about which songs was we listening to when we was younger that we didn't know the meaning until we got older. Me and Bess like compiled a little list.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately, y'all, when I thought of this question, the first thought that came to my mind was Too Close by Next, because I was jamming to that song, all but what, 10? 18?
Best. you know what's funny? I distinctly remember times in my early adulthood where that song would come on and person next to me would be like, whoa, damn, that's what they was talking about? I never knew that as a kid. Like, so many of us came to the realization in our early 20s, like, whoa, that's what we was listening to? I wonder, but that, you know me, I'm so, like, philosophical. That makes me think, like, what is it about music, or more specifically, this tune, to where it was a banger, like, even for kids?
y'all.
Even not knowing what they was talking about, like, it was a banger. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's so bad because as soon as the song come on, y'all, it's like, I wonder if she can tell I'm hard right now. As soon as the song come on, it's
as
like,
soon as it comes
did
on.
Did I not hear this part? I was playing, you know, running around the house. I didn't hear that part all these years.
I don't know that that is on the radio version either, though. I don't know.
I want to say it is.
Okay. Well, damn. I don't know then.
I'm telling you, listen, we was beating Mario's ass or we was outside playing tag or some shit and we only heard that part coming from the stereo or something because that song really blew my mind. And like you said, it was early 20s. I said, what the hell?
Yeah.
Was they really singing this in a club, breathing in a woman's ear and shit?
Bro.
I'm telling her not to get too close.
Talking about some. I know you feel this deep.
Boy, if you don't back your ass up, that'll get you cussed out. Now you can't do that now.
Hey, okay. So real quick, and we go get back to these songs, but that just made me think of a question. So men get embarrassed by that. Is that embarrassing for us? Like, are y'all embarrassed for us? Is that uncomfortable? Like, if we dancing and not juking, not grinding, but we just dancing. But obviously, we're physically attracted, sexually attracted to you. If you know, see it or feel it, do you feel the way like, see, or
listen? It is a little embarrassing. I will tell you that, and I think it's just because it's so visual. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's not flattering. Why is that funny? He's attracted to you. That's not flattering.
I'm sorry. It's not because I know you can't wait, but it's just like, bro, we're gonna have to get up out of here. Come on. No, but that, yeah. I don't know. I'm definitely on the fence on that one.
I'm really?
On that one. It's a little secondhand embarrassment for me, but it, not in a bad way. It's like a blushing type of embarrassment.
Wait. Why are you embarrassed if he's the one that's poking?
I'm with your ass. I caused it.
What? That's embarrassing for you?
That's so interesting. I'm in that position, and I'm like, we gonna have to slide. Oh, shit.
That's so interesting. I would never
especially because, Bess, certain things, of course, you know, if you're attracted to your partner or somebody you've seen or whatever the case is,
right,
sometimes you might not be expecting it. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you can't poke you. Like, wait a minute.
That's like, funny.
I know you've been attracted to somebody and small things they do. They do it to you. You know, and I'd be looking like, damn, that's all it took. All I did was smile or grab your hand or, you know.
That's the flattering or whatever.
It's very flattering. Don't get me wrong. But it's just funny sometimes. Like, damn, that's all it took, you know? Come on, we're going to have to get up out of here. We're going to have to do something about this.
Yeah. See, like, and you know me, as I get older, I just care less and less. So I just be like, look, hey, it is what it is. Like, clearly, I like what I see. What you want me to do? All right? I can only conceal it so much, you know?
That is hilarious.
I can hide it in my waistband, but that's only going to go so far.
That's hilarious.
Okay. So aside from Too Close, Peaches and Cream, that was around the same time.
Yes. And that was my shit.
Yeah, me too.
Me that too. Was my shit.
Did you know what they were talking about?
They talking about
well, at the time, getting wet
by the backside.
Ew.
In your earlier note.
The call back.
No, I didn't know. Mm-mm.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Peaches and Cream, that was another one. Some Cut, I knew, but I wasn't into that type of music just because I don't know if I was lame or if I was just like just mature for my age, but I was like, we too young to be listening to this. Like, that was my thought process. Like, I didn't like it for that reason. Just like Blue Stars, Pretty Ricky. I didn't like it for that reason. I'm like, we in middle school. Why are we listening to all this sexualized music? Like, it did nothing for me. And I was like, I don't want to listen to this. I'm not into this, you know?
Yeah, and some songs overdid it for me. Like, I love Blue Stars, y'all. When it first came out, I had no business listening to it. That was, like, the first time in middle school, I got in big trouble because one of my friends came over there and, like, hooked up her iPod to my computer or whatever, y'all, and Get You Wet came on while my mama was using the computer. Like, it, you know, your iPod would just play, and I just let it play because, you know, I had a whole bunch of Chris Brown and Neo and all kind of, you know, whatever. I didn't have nothing like that. Get You Wet came on. My mama called me by my full name. I was like, fuck. I walked around the corner. I heard it playing. I said, oh, shit. My mama said, what the fuck is this? Why you got this shit on your computer? That was a whole thing, man. Y'all, I got in big trouble. That wasn't even my fucking music. I stopped talking to that girl. Why you put this shit on my computer, dog? My mom about to whip my ass. And my mom is no nonsense, bro. I didn't even have time to explain. She like, I'm gonna whip your ass because it's on here. Like, bro, it's not even my... She didn't care. She didn't care.
Damn.
And that song was real explicit. So it's just like, it was levels. Now, Blue Stars, y'all, Blue Stars was my shit. When I tell y'all, me and my sister Erica, we played that freaking album out. That Blue Star still my is still getting what's plays around this part, front to back.
Yeah,
no skips.
Yeah, that's real.
And that's I try to put best on. Listen, I try to put best on that. Put best on Trey Songz.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, best say I ain't put him on the weekend. That's the jury's still out on that one. I could have sworn I put best on Birds.
You did. I'm telling you, you didn't.
But y'all, like, yeah, Blue Stars is my ish. But I will say that a lot of times when I was younger, you know, seventh, eighth grade, whatever, I did skip Juicy. Juicy was like the most explicit to me on that album. And I skipped it a lot when I was younger. That motherfucker get endless plays now. But not
the kid. You ain't lying. Or the one on their next album, the one after that,
Late Night Special.
Yeah, what was the single off of that though?
The Hotline was good.
Hotline. Hotline was nasty too.
Mom have little phone sex, be like,
excuse me. Oh man.
But yeah, levels. Long story short, I'm gonna whip my son because he's not gonna be listening to this nonsense.
You know, sexual music, nah. However, I can't even front. Jay listens to a lot of Eminem, and I'm talking like explicit Eminem, which I allow it because he knows the difference. He knows that what's just music, and he knows what's real life. So
yeah, he's by far the smartest kids I know, easily.
And it's crazy because he. I didn't put him on Eminem. He was drawn to it himself.
And that's what's even crazier. Because everybody in our best know he's the complete Eminem head. But,
I stumbled across. I stumbled. It was really crazy about that is that I stumbled across Eminem myself at that age, just on my own. Jay did the exact same. And I mean, every song he knows, sometimes the whole song. And I'm just like, dang, dude. Like, I don't like he can recite Godzilla. You know what I'm saying? He can recite Stepdad. And I'm talking newer and older. He knows the Eminem Show. Like, I'm just like, dang, dude, because he got YouTube. And actually, I just recently got him Apple Music. So I'm just like, bruh. So of course, as a dad, I gotta like make sure that he knows. Like I said, knows what to do with this and not. To not apply it to everyday situations or take that to school or start talking like that and blah blah blah, and I mean he does perfectly fine with it. He knows better, and so I'm okay with it. But again, that's different from sexual. Him, you know, we ain't got. But I don't really listen to like that, especially not with him. You know, like I said, I mean I play Blue Stars, but usually by myself or something.
Yeah, I definitely have to watch what I play, y'all, because I have a whole 3-year-old that will recite a lot of stuff. Because the other day I honked my horn and he called somebody a stupid ass and I was like, damn. Because I honked my horn, you definitely gonna be a stupid ass if I got to honk my horn. And he said it for me and I was like, oop, well, yeah.
Right.
So I be in the car playing Apples and Bananas. So if you see me rolling through your hood banging that Barney. Right,
banging them Barney tunes.
Be cool, okay?
Talking about some mud and the green grass grows all around and the green grass grows all around. That was my joint.
Listen, Barney had the best soundtrack of all time. We ain't gonna even hold you.
Yeah, he did.
Off the kids shows. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Easily. Oh yeah. Yeah. Baby Bop.
Baby Bop with some bops.
Oh, hey, what?
No, it wasn't.
You being sexual?
Hell no! You know they be singing some bop like the baby.
Oh, that's what you. Oh, some bop I was thinking. Okay, never mind.
No, who calls it that? Stop it.
What? Oh, you okay? Who don't call it that?
Okay, listen. We need to. That's gonna be a topic for the next show. Best legit, like
what like lingo?
Slang, huh?
Lingo.
Yeah, sexual innuendos.
Oh, okay, cool.
And slang that's... words. We got to come up with some shit that people ain't heard cool. of.
Oh, Urban
Dictionary about to be our best friend. Look, Bestie that's Dictionary. Your homework for the week, okay?
Oh,
so y'all, we are going to end this episode with our Would You Rather segment. And just to recap from last week, our Would You Rather was, would you rather say your ex's name during sex or your partner's best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Best everybody that I talked to, which was like 10 people, everybody said they would rather say the ex's name.
That's everybody. What was the reason?
So I am going to the reason now. So Britt said, oh no, she said, I definitely rather say ex. You say your partner's best friend name. Best friend, do you know how many thoughts will run through their mind? At least the ex could maybe just be a mistake. She said, you say my best friend's name, it's an instant ass whooping for multiple people. I don't got time to ask questions. And I said, yes. I said, maybe it's a female thing. Because I asked Ty, too. And Ty was like, I'd definitely rather say my ex's name. He was like, you say your partner's best friend name, it's going to be two funerals. Like, it's just, for everybody, it was the same thing. Like, damn, you know, I would start thinking something else. And, Dom also chimed in and he said that he was like, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with the ex. He was like, that may be more explainable. And he was like, it's going to mess up two relationships instead of one. And he went on to say, let me see. Don't do that.
Sorry.
We was just saying, like, there's no exit strategy. Like, there's nothing you can do from saying that. You know, once you say your ex's name, that's it. And he was like, yeah, you can't talk your way out of saying your partner's best friend name. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how you gonna explain that you were thinking about your partner's best friend. Now, your best friend is a little different, but your partner's best friend? Yeah. You're gonna have to sit them both down.
For sure. Yeah. Agree to disagree. You can explain your way out of that.
Out of the, you need to try it. Get back to me.
You want me to try it? God damn. I'm going to have to try it on like a little thing I don't care about then. A little one night stand.
Why you got a little throwaway. If it don't matter.
I'm going to have to try it on a little throwaway.
Listen, if it's explainable, you need to try it on something real.
I mean, if it's real, oh, I'm going to make it work. You know me. I'll work it out.
Yeah, that's... Hey, listen, you a good smooth talking motherfucker. You probably can talk your way out of some shit.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. I'll consider it. I'll get back to y'all. I could use a little excitement. I'm up for a challenge.
You ignorant. Look, so the would you rather this week, Best, is would you rather jump ahead 5 years or go back 10?
Go back 10. That's a would you rather?
What is the one I came up with this week? You got a better one?
That weak ass would you. Who the hell gonna choose jump ahead 5 years? Why, is time already flying. Nobody wanna get older. We it's just 1,000 things that we ain't did yet that we wanna do. I ain't skipping none of that.
That's real. And when you put it like that, it seems like the easy choice. But, you know, I did consider jumping ahead 5 years, Best.
But did you choose it?
The jury was still out. Now you made me feel stupid.
Nah, F that. You ain't choosing that ish. Jump ahead for what? You got to throw some money in there. You got to say, they got to be an incentive to jump ahead. Jump ahead with, with half a million in the bank or go back 10 with, you know, 50,000 in the bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be something, because that's, everybody can go back 10. You know, you could play the lottery. You could invent something. You can, you know what I'm saying? You can invest in Amazon. Then you're really going to be rich.
So if you jump, so I guess if you want to make it different, if you go back 10,
then I'm sorry.
You gotta lose something then. Going back, you're gonna lose something. It's gotta be some type of loss.
Okay, lose a parent.
Oh fuck! Damn, Beth, why are you so dark? Fuck.
Listen, that's how my mind works. First thing to pop up, you go back 10 years, you lose a parent, you jump ahead 5 years, you wait. Wait, you got me thrown. Go, because going back is the better option, but you lose a parent. You can jump ahead and you got your folks. Oh, but you in debt. Exactly. See, when you gotta suck your teeth and take a deep exhale, that's a good would you rather.
Okay, but listen, you had a week to look at this. Don't get on the pod and this weak ass, don't do that. Because all these notes off the dome, so fuck you, first of all.
wait, what was the one that we talked about yesterday?
No, we gonna save that one till next time.
All right,
so damn, you just, what the fuck? Okay, would you rather jump ahead 5 years and be in debt or go back 10 and lose a parent? Fucking, I'm irritated.
It's so dark. It's so morbid.
Like, why? Why does it have to be like that? It was simple. It could all be so simple, but you'd rather make it hard. I'ma figure the fuck out of my debt ahead. Like, why I gotta be ahead? Why I gotta be in debt older? We supposed to be losing debt as we get older.
Ooh, that baby scratched. Oh, no.
This is just stupid.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man. That's tough. That ain't even fun.
Like, damn, we want to jump ahead and lose a limb or something. Like, fuck.
Oh, man. That ain't bad either. Lose a parent or lose a limb. No choice. How selfish are you?
Somebody, I need all my extremities.
Right. I need my appendicular system.
Oh, my God. Okay, man. So, yeah, I'm going to jump ahead in debt.
Yeah, I guess. Me too.
Not I guess.
That's rough.
Are you sure?
Because check it. I jump ahead 5 years, I'm in debt, and then my parent down at 60, or then what?
Oh, my God. Who mind think? That's not the would you rather. That's not what's at hand here.
But you have to consider all possibilities.
No, it's supposed to be simple.
This game ain't fun no more.
I quit. We're not doing this segment no more.
I'm not your friend no more.
You blew it. You blow it every time. Every fucking time. Blow it. I'm over it. Oh, way my to go. God. Thanks a man. Lot, Beth.
Oh, man. Next so, episode. Hey.
So we decided to end the would you rather.
Oh, man. Get back to me on that one. I feel like, I don't know, a lot of people probably just going to go ahead, jump ahead. Okay, so if you post it on, like, IG poll or whatever, make sure if they jump ahead, they in debt and they losing a limb. Because we gotta balance that scale.
Absolutely not. I balance the scale to who?
We do, man. We do. Because ain't nobody going to be like, yeah, you know, mom, she getting up there in age anyway. Ain't nobody going to say
Beth,
that.
I asked a couple people before I even put it in the notes, and you seen them. You need to start reviewing the notes.
No.
I was like, that's a good one. Because people ask, okay, if I go back 10, do I lose my kid or do I get to keep my kid? Or, if I'm jumping ahead, you know, whatever. Like, that's the questions that was asked. Yo, well, you going to lose a limb and a parent, and your dog got to die, too. Like, what?
Hey, Bess, you got to ask Fredro for me. Please ask Fredro and record it. I need to see his reaction. I need to. Please. Right. You said with what?
With your stipulations, lose a parent or be in debt? or Luther
yes,
Williams.
Please. Yes, oh, please. God.
Get a group message started. He gonna be like, you so fucking morbid. That's exactly what he gonna say. Damn, why so dark? You depressed down there? Why? She's gonna be so concerned.
Oh my gosh, you sound just like him. Oh man.
Exactly, I know him too well. It's ugly. He gonna be like, oh. God damn, what's wrong with him?
Oh, that's exactly what that man would say.
You are too much.
Listen, okay, so listen. Real quick. If you, listen, people, they overthinking it because, you know, am I going to lose my kid? Okay, you can make the kid again. You could, you know how you met the person that you had the kid with. Meet him again. Like, come on, man, don't overthink it. Like, you can do the same stuff that you want to do, but you can change what you regret or what, you know, what you would prefer to be different. So it only makes sense to go back 10 years. You're literally not losing anything. You get a fresh start, you know what I'm saying, to be that much better. So you have to make it difficult. You can go back 10 years. You can do what you want. You can become the you know, Jeff Bezos. Obviously, he was Jeff Bezos before 10 years ago. But you get my point.
But you're going to be blind. Like, damn.
Yay. Listen, it is what it is. Everything has a price.
Okay, now what I will say is I like that. I do like that. You have lots of game by, you know, going back, but you got to be blind. Is that's a little better than losing a damn parent, Bess?
You think so? If you blind, you ain't going to see their ass no more. Difference does that make?
Oh, my God. Please say goodbye to the people. So, Bess, if you couldn't see me no more, In the physical sense, you couldn't see me anymore. That's better. I mean, that's worse than me being dead. Like, I might as well be dead if you can't see me. What kind of sense does that make?
What kind of logic is this?
Like, all of a sudden, we just gonna stop laughing or having jokes or eating our favorite food. Like, yeah, you might not be able to see that shit, but you gonna know it's there.
Nigga, part of the enjoyment of your company are your facial expressions, your gestures. I got a visual. Like, God damn, man.
Okay, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
All right, fine. Damn, I guess. Shoot, if I have to. Yes, I'll be blind. Go back 10 years. You know, fine. You know I still say lose a parent.
So you still gonna just chop your daddy off the block? Cause I know you ain't gonna chop your mama.
Oh, I ain't even think about that. Yeah, he could be a sacrificial lamb. That works. Well, we know what I'm doing. Solves that problem.
Oh my God, bro. Whatever. Listen, whatever parent you decide to sacrifice everything that you gain, looks wise, mm-hmm. personality wise, monetary wise, go with them. Since damn. You want to play.
Wait, what am I going to look like? Well, we got to discuss this.
Oh my God. Look, that's how stupid you sound to me. As stupid as I just.
Wait, what? So I'm gonna be my mama with a fade. That's what you're saying.
Yep.
And a beard. Okay.
That's hilarious. Wait, what am I gonna look like? Bruh, I wouldn't look like shit if you take away my daddy, y'all. Y'all get Carlos to think I look like my mama, you know, in certain instances. But bruh, I am Carlos's daughter. Whew.
Yeah.
Who that's all right. Who is that gave me a laugh from the stomach?
I'm glad. Hopefully we did the same for you listeners out there. We appreciate y'all. Hey, hit us up. Best Friend Talk at Yahoo. BESTFRANNTALK at Yahoo. That was a little better. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just slightly. Go get you some nourishment.
That's important. I will. Because I ain't ate. I'm sure about to go get this KFC original recipe.
It's 10:30 in the morning.
I don't give a damn. I ain't want no damn breakfast.
That's the only person that have a whole damn dinner feast at 11 o'clock in the morning, like, bro, I don't want no hot wings. Damn, where's the waffles? Don't eat no breakfast food.
I don't get that, man. Y'all so trained. That mess is crazy because I can eat it when it could be 6:30 and bring me a sloppy Joe, dog. I don't give a damn. That's funny because that made me think when you and Duty was talking, y'all talking about some, did you even eat today? I was like, yeah, I had some ribs.
They can eat a whole riblet dinner at 11 o'clock. Like, damn, I'm over here drinking coffee. What is wrong with you?
Oh, it'd be like that. Yeah, I got a busy day ahead anyway. I got to finish this move, empty these U-boxes, go to my U-Haul storage.
You need to call me in the middle of that.
I got
what's going on.
Oh, shit, I'm going to call you right after this, let you know what's going on.
Thank you kindly.
You're right. You ain't said nothing but a word.
We come our way to our food. We got to have a private conversation.
We got to go have a little chit-chat amongst us friends. Y'all know where to find us. Hit us up. Anything else? Your accessory business still running smoothly, Bess?
Man, smooth as a baby's butt, y'all. I haven't been posting any lives because I got a big women's conference coming up at the end of the month, and I need to, you know, keep all my inventory for the showcase there. That's the next big thing that's going on for me. Other than that, I'm gonna be back at it like a crack addict.
Say less. Okay, yeah, like I said, y'all know where to hit us up at Snapchat for your boys, Zaddy_Kell, ZADDY_KELZ, 1L1Z.
You know me,
KELZ. I like to beat them. All right,
until next time.
Yeah. All right.